This Friday, July 26th, is Liberia's 166th independence anniversary. For Liberians in the United States, the celebration began Saturday with festivities on the grounds of the Liberian Embassy in Washington, D.C. For many of those in attendance, the occasion was not only a time to celebrate, but also a time to reflect on whether 166 years of independence was worth celebrating, particularly after the nearly 8-year reign of Africa's first elected female president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Jeremiah Sulante, Liberia's ambassador to the United States, said the country has made some progress under President Sirleaf in spite of many challenges.
For me, I feel strongly that we have done a lot, even though we still got challenges, but we have come a long way. We have had an unfortunate situation where we fought 14 years of war. We destroyed the entire fabric of the country. To rebuild that takes time. And I think there have been steady progress made, even though there are still challenges ahead. But I feel the peace we now have, that we enjoy, could be one thing to celebrate as well.
Assistant Minister of Labor for Administration, Miata Gonogle, agrees that one of the challenges the government faces is high youth unemployment, but she says this is not unique to Liberia.
Unemployment is a critical issue, but we are doing our best to put in mechanisms in line with the president's own broader national development agenda. We've been working on quick impact employment projects that will stimulate the economy. I do believe that in the near future, we'll be able to solve some of those problems or be in the direction of solving some of those problems, but it's a tedious thing.
Veteran journalist Kenneth Best says while there has been some improvement in infrastructure development, like the rehabilitation of some roads and bridges, Liberians have been disappointed in President Sirleaf's performance in fighting her self-declared war on corruption.
The president herself has once told the people that corruption is endemic and it's hard to get rid of it. Unfortunately, she hasn't done enough to fight corruption, because one of the big problems is that she gave her son, Robert, a high-profile position, and people are accused of nepotism, which is the one thing that they criticize Talbot and Dole about.
Best said that despite public outcry and accusation of nepotism, President Sirleaf has been steadfast in her determination to keep her son in the position as head of the National Oil Company of Liberia. Speaking last year in the Netherlands, President Sirleaf defended her decision to put her relatives in government positions. She said, quote, "We have to place certain people close to us in positions to carry out our mandate of reform at the level of competence and honesty that is needed. There are times when you have to hire your relatives, even when it is a temporary measure to achieve your objectives," unquote. Attorney and former journalist Kwame Clement, and a possible presidential candidate in the 2017 election, says Liberians have every reason to celebrate their independence, because 166 years of independence is a reaffirmation of what Liberia as a country means for Africa. But Clement said Liberia still has a lot more to do to fulfill its development potential as a nation.
I think it's clear we need to reconcile our people. We need to put our shoulders to the wheel and need to do the things, get on with the things that matter when it comes to development. Innovative approaches to healthcare, bringing education to the people, galvanizing the entire country, instituting a national bias in favor of education, working to create farmers, businessmen, you know. And maybe some of these things are easier said than done, but the work has to be done.
Liberians danced to the music of local musician Friday the Cell Phone Man and ate a variety of their national cuisines.